This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining. I like this subject very much. I think it's a very nice Lamdasha subject. And we have spoken about it in the past, but now we have the opportunity to learn it on the page. I will refer you to Rabbi Kiveger's note in the Goyen HaShas Samach Beis Amud Aleph on Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the first wide line in the Gemara, it's going on, Itmar, the last narrow line, Samach Beis, Hoyuloi Banu B'Yosa Avikoychavim, if someone had children when they were a Goyim, V'Nezgayer, and they converted, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kayim Peri V'Rivya, Reish Lakish Amaloi Kayim Peri V'Rivya. Rabbi Yochanan says, you fulfilled Peri Revu, Reish Lakish says you didn't. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokes rishonim whether it's only if the children convert. Let's assume for now, even if the children don't convert, not really relevant. But Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that if someone had children when they were a goy and then they converted, they are mekayim the mitzvah of pruravu. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin tureyaven Rosh Hashanah daf chav chesam and aleph toisit zirei maschal ilema. So I sent you the Mar Mekayimos. And it's Mar Makom number 7 on the sheets. The Gemara talks about a guy who sometimes he is crazy and sometimes he's normal. You know, like most people. And the Shaila is it's Pesach and he wants to eat matzah. And if somebody is a Meshugana, they're not Chayv and Mitzvah. Shaita is not Chayv and Mitzvah. Somebody's saying they're Chayv and Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, basically, it's not just the guy's Meshugana, he's Kafay Shade, he's possessed. Anyway, so the Gemara says, if he ate the matzah when he was Kafay Shade, when he was possessed, and then he snapped out of it, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, because at the moment that he ate the matzah, he was not Chayvin Mitzvah, but if he ate the matzah when he was sane, so then he is Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Shagas Aryeh says, from here we see the following principle, that when it comes to Kiyama Mitzvahs, it all depends on the time of the Asiyah, it depends on the moment that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, that you do the Maisa Mitzvah. Namely, if a person is Chayiv in Mitzvahs, and he performed the Mitzvah at the time you're Chayiv, he's Chayiv in Mitzvahs, so he fulfilled the Mitzvah. If the person fulfilled the Mitzvah at the time he's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, you don't get the Mitzvah. So comes the Shagas Aryeh and he asks the following question. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that if somebody had children when they were a goy and then they converted, they're Mekayim the Mitzvah, the performance of the Mitzvah, which presumably is the Bia, the relations, was performed at a time that a person is not Chayiv in Mitzvos. Goyim are not Chayiv in Pru Urvu. That is the simple understanding of the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Tosfos quotes over here, the third to last Tosfos. On Daf Nun Tesam Abeis, based on the principle that any mitzvah that Hashem told Adam Arishain and then repeated to Klal Yisrael only applies to Klal Yisrael. That being the case, Goyim are not Chayiv in Puravu. So not Chayiv in Puravu. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you're Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu? The mitzvah was performed at a time that you're not Chayiv in mitzvahs. Yeah? That's the kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. Then it's a very fundamental question. That's why Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mitzayeh in this Shagas Aryeh. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to offer the following suggestion. It's the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Aleph. Ois Yodaled. And the Minchas Chinuch references another machlokes in Yevamos Samach Beis, namely on the bottom of the page, whether if someone had children and then the children died, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah? Rav Huna says, Rav Asi says, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because Rav Asi understands the objective of Pru Ravu is to get to empty out the container called Guf. And since Guf has been emptied, despite the fact that the child is no longer alive, one is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. However, Rabbi Yochanan says not. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pru Ravu, because the purpose of Pru Ravu is Laisoihu Bera, L'shavas yitzara. The purpose of Purva is to bring to habitate the world, and you did not habitate the world. You tried to. It was temporarily successful, but the upshot is you did not bring more people into the world. So if you didn't bring more people into the world, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. You do not get the mitzvah. So, and that's how we paskin. Certainly, that's how Rabbi Yochanan paskins. So says the Minchas Chinuch. If the mitzvah of Pru Urvu is bia, to have relations in a way that's capable of producing children, then why, if the child dies, would we say that one is not mekayim the mitzvah? What do you mean? The mitzvah was done already. So says the Minchas Chinuch, what do we glean from the fact that we paskin that if someone had children and the children died, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah? What do we learn from that halacha? Ooh, says the Minchas Chinuch, we learn something incredible. Says the Minchas Chinuch, we learn that the mitzvah of Puruvu is different than all other mitzvahs. For example, lulav. The mitzvah of lulav is to shake the lulav. The mitzvah of matzah is to eat the matzah. However, what is the mitzvah of having children? Is the mitzvah engaging in the bia? Well, nothing happened then. Nothing happened at that moment. Nothing happened that day. And nothing happened for a while. So what is the mitzvah of Puruvu? What is the mitzvah of procreation? The mitzvah cannot be the bia, because the mitzvah was bia. Why would the mitzvah not be fulfilled if the children die? Oh, the fact that we paskin, that if the children die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, that demonstrates that the mitzvah is having children. Being the parent of children. Which is a very unusual mitzvah, because that means the Almighty is creating, is commanding somebody to do something that it's not within their capability to do. Nobody could be the parent of children. People could try to parent and father children, but they may or may not be successful. Who knows if the person is fertile or if the wife is fertile, or maybe they'll have 500 girls, they'll never have a boy. Yep, the Minchas Chinuch learns that if we hold that the mitzvah of procreating it is not fulfilled if the children die, that means that the result of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is being the father of children. Therefore, if the child dies, you don't get the mitzvah. Ah, this explains Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that if you had children when you're goyim, and then you convert, you're mekayim the mitzvah. If the mitzvah was the maisa mitzvah of the bia, then the Shtagas Aryeh would have a good question. The same way if you ate matzah when you're kafay shade, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because the maisa mitzvah was performed at a time you're not chayim the mitzvah. So likewise, if one had children when they were goyim and then they converted, it should be that they're not mekayim the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is not the maisa mitzvah. If it was, Taka Rabbi Yochanan would never say that if you convert, you're mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is being the father of children. So the goy, Tony, and Vanessa, they wake up in the morning, and now they're Naftali and Shprinsa. And guess what? They have children. Oh, but they didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah. No, Bia is not the Maisa Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is being the parent of children. The Minchas Chinuch likens the Bia to a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Bia is a Hechsher Mitzvah. Hagav Atzmecha, if somebody built the house when they were goyim, and then they converted and they put on the mezuzah. So, oh, you made the house as goyim, so you're not making the mezuzah. No, making the house is nothing, just preparation. Likewise, according to Minchas Chinuch, the bia is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is being the parent of a child. In other words, the Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, who asked, the same way if somebody ate matzah, kafay shade, they're not mekayim the mitzvah because they did the mitzvah at a time that they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Likewise, if somebody had children when they were goyim and then they converted, they should not be mekayim the mitzvah. To which the Minchas Chinuch says, no, you're making a mistake. You have to look at the machlokes down on the page. that if somebody had children and they died, one is not mekayim the mitzvah. That indicates that the mitzvah is not the bia. If the mitzvah was the bia, then you would have fulfilled the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what? The having the children. And in that case, even though the bia was done as goyim, but if you later converted and now you have children, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Okay. So the thing is that the Minchas Chinuch, it's difficult to understand such a thing. That the Ribono Shel Olam would command a person, I want you to be the father of a child. How could the Ribono Shel Olam say that to somebody? People go their whole life, they have 14 boys, or they have 10 girls, or they're not able to have. So the understanding of the Minchas Chinuch's parameters of Puravu is difficult. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to be the father of children. Usually God commands you to do something, not to be something. So if Moshe Feinstein, if you look on your sheet, it's Maramakim number 9, understands the mitzvah kipshutai, the mitzvah, and he brings the following raya, because the Minchas Chinuch asks a very strong question on himself. Do you remember the sugya in Chagiga and in Gittin, where you have a half an Eved, half a Ben Choyren? Right? You know this guy, we'll call him Mr. Eved. He's owned by two partners, he's an Eved Kanani, and one of the partners frees him. So the Gemara says this guy is, you know, has a big dilemma. He can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael because his half-Eved can't marry the Bas Yisrael. He can't marry a Shivcha Kananis because his half-Yisrael can't live with a Shivcha Kananis. So Tosfos has the following question. This is a Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel. Tosfos asks, why don't we say, Asei Doicha Lois Asei? Right, you know, what do we do with this Eved? So we force the master to free him, and then he is completely free, and he can marry a regular Bas Yisrael. So Tosfos asks, why do we do that? Let the mitzvah saseh of Puravu push away the lav of the Yisrael living with a Shivcha. I mean, what's the issue here? Why can't he live with a Shivcha? Because the Yisrael cannot live with a Goya. The half Yisrael Sheboy cannot live with a Goya. Ask Tosfos, what's the Isser? La Yia Kadesha? So let the Asay of Pru Urevu push off the Lav of La Yia Kadesha. Now, if the Minchas Chinuch was right, that the Mitzvah Pru Urevu is not the Bia, but being the father of a child, then what in the world is Tosfos' kasha? Let the Asay of Puravu push off the lav of Lo Yia Kadesh. What Asay? The Asay is not fulfilled until at least two years later, when you're the father of a boy and the father of a girl. Clearly, if Tosfos is asking that we should say Asay Doi Chalois Asay, that means Tosfos understands the Bia is the mitzvah Asay of Puravu, not being the father of a child. And Tosfos, listen to Tosfos' answer. Tosfos answers, we can't say Asei Doi Chalois Asei, because the lav, you're over on the initial stage of Bia, the Ha'ara. As soon as the two Evarim come into contact, there's an Isser lav. The Asei of Puravu, says Tosfos, you're not Mekayim until the Gemar Bia. Again, the Minchas Chinuch says, what do you mean? I hold, you're not Mekayim Puravu at the Gemar Bia, you're not Mekayim until well later, when you are the father of a boy and the father of a girl. Well, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know, my pshat doesn't fit into Tosfos, but it does fit into Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that if the children die, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, and if the mitzvah was the Bia, so they did Bia, so what, the children died, you already did the mitzvah. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch acknowledges the fact that Tosfos is against him, that Tosfos learns the mitzvah Puravu is the Bia, but he says, how else are you going to explain Rabbi Yochanan why you're Mekayim Pru Ravu when you had children when you were a guy. How else do you explain, Rabbi Yochanan, why you're not Mekayim Pru Ravu if the children die? So Moshe Feinstein, Zechut Zadok Livracha, has the following amazing take on the Sugya Pru Ravu. Rav Moshe says there is no question. If Tosfos asks the mitzvah of Pru Ravu should push off the lav of Lo Yeh Kadesh, there's no question the mitzvah of Pru Ravu then is the Bia. Like the Turei Even thought and the original position of the Turei Even. So Rav Moshe says the mitzvah of Pru Ravu is the Bia. But the question is, if the mitzvah is a bia, then why does Rabbi Yochanan say if the children die, you're not mekayim the mitzvah? You already did the mitzvah, so what if they die? So Moshe has an amazing chiddush. Moshe says the mitzvah puravu is for a man to engage in an act of bia that is capable of producing a child. Because anything more than that is not within human capability, and the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot expect anyone to be the father of. But now Rav Moshe says, okay, so there's a mitzvah of oina, there's a mitzvah of achayv adam lifkod es ishtai. When do you become pater from that mitzvah? Is there a shir? So a man has a chiyuv to engage in the bia that's capable of producing a zachar and a keva. Okay, and at what point in history do you no longer have that obligation? Says Rav Moshe, once a person has a boy and a girl, they are now exempt from the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. Having a boy and a girl is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Like the Minchas Chinuch says, that when you have a boy and a girl, now you're fulfilled. No, when you have a boy and a girl, Rav Moshe says, you're putter from the mitzvah. That's why the Mishnah says, don't be Samach Alfon Beis, be Mavata from Pru Ravu, unless you have Banim, Beis Hillel says a boy and a girl. The Mishnah doesn't say you're chayiv to have a boy and a girl. No, God can't obligate a human being to have a boy and a girl. It's not within one's capability. God obligates the man to be involved in the maisa that could produce a boy and a girl. And once you do so, you're putter. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch learns the mitzvah peruvu is being the father of a boy and a girl. Rav Moshe learns the mitzvah peruvu is the maisa bia. Once you have a boy and a girl, you're exempt from the mitzvah. Comes Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe says a chiddush nifla. When Rabbi Yochanan said that if a person had a boy and a girl when they're a guy, and then a person converted, the pshat is, it's not that you did the mitzvah, puravu. You never did the mitzvah. You're not going to get schar in heaven for fulfilling puravu, because you did it when you were a guy. But heaven does not expect you to have more children, because you're putter from the mitzvah, because you have a boy and a girl. And that's why, if somebody had a boy and a girl, and the boy and the girl passed away, now the chiyuv reverts. Now the chiyuv of engaging in a bia that could produce a boy and a girl, it reverts. So in other words,
it's possible to have the patur without even actually having done the mitzvah.
Right. In other words, according to Rav Moshe, when Rabbi Yochanan said you're mekayim pru ravu, it's not really that you fulfilled the mitzvah, it's really that you're exempt from fulfilling the mitzvah because you already have an exemption. You have your exemption card. I have a boy and a girl. And if the boy or girl die, then your exemption card is gone. So in other words, and Rav Moshe says this is very much mashma in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're chayiv to engage in the mitzvah until a person has a boy and a girl. So let's just speak out one nafkamina between Rav Moshe and the Minchas Chinuch. By the way, let's say a woman became nisaber ba'ambati. A woman became pregnant in a bathtub, meaning there's such a situation, the man was bathing and the zera went into her. Is one Mekayim in the mitzvah of Pru Ravu. According to Minchas Chinuch, yes. Because there's no mitzvah to engage in any maisa the mitzvah is being the father of a boy and a girl. And if this is the zera of the father, so the father is the father of a boy and a girl. According to Moshe, the person never did the mitzvah peruvu, although they may be exempt from it if they have a boy and a girl. Here's another nafkamina, and that is, technically, is it better to get married and right away have a boy and a girl, or it take all the way until the end of the marriage so you have a boy and a girl? So according to Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is being the father of a boy and a girl. The more time you're the father of a boy and the girl, the more the longer you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So you get married and you have a twin boy and a girl right away. So you did the mitzvah right away, and your whole life you're fulfilling the mitzvah, being the father of a boy and the girl. According to Ramosha, there's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bia, and you're mekayim a mitzvah every maisa bia. And when are you exempt from the mitzvah? When you have a boy and a girl. So according to Ramosha, you're better off having boy, and then at the end of your life having a girl, so you were doing a mitzvah the whole time, or vice versa. So basically, there are three ways to understand the Mishnah, the mitzvah. The Shagas Aryeh learns the mitzvah is the ma'isabiyah. The question on that is, well, why would Rabbi Yochanan say you're mekayim the mitzvah if you did the ma'isabiyah as a guy? And why would Rabbi Yochanan say that if the children die, you don't get the mitzvah? Why not? You already did the mitzvah. So then Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush. The mitzvah is being the father of. But that doesn't fit into Tosfos. Okay? Because then there's no asei doichalois asei on the bia. And Rav Moshe learns the mitzvah is the bia, and having the child is a ptur. And that fits beautifully into the Mishnah. La yevatel adam mipiri v'ruvia. Doesn't say you're chayiv to have a boy and a girl. Okay. Can I tell you one more thing? Just one more thought. One more thought. The Mishnah, the Gemara said on Samach Beis, Amud Beis, that the Mishnah on Samach Achon Beis is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Mishnah says, if you have kids, you could be mevatel from Peri Veruvia. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no. If you had kids when you're young, you should have kids when you're old. Shenemar, ba'boiker, zura esarecha, ula'erev, altanach yadecha. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua would say, you cannot be mevatel miper v'rivya, even if you have children. So I have one simple question. How is the Mishnah like Rabbi Yeshua? The Mishnah is discussing the mitzvah puruvu. So, the mitzvah puruvu, if you have a boy and a girl, you're exempt from that mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about a different mitzvah of and that other mitzvah is obligatory even if you have children. The Mishnah is not discussing that mitzvah. And I believe the answer is that this pasuk in Tanakh, is defining the mitzvah of Puruvu. It says that the tachlis of Puruvu is to ensure there is viable descendants and continue to do so in your youth and in your old age. So if the Mishnah says you could be mevata from Puruvu, that's against Rabbi Yeshua, who says Ba'erev Ba'boikez Razarech Al-Arev Al-Tangadecha extends Puruvu even to old age. Similar to the idea that when Rabbi Yochanan said that if the children die, you're not Mekayim Puruvu, because it says L'Sheves Yitzara. And you're not being Mekayim L'Sheves Yitzara. What does L'Sheves Yitzara have to do with Puruvu? It's a different mitzvah. The answer is no. L'Sheves Yitzara is a pasuk in Tanakh, but it defines and regulates the mitzvah. It's like megale, the true meaning of the mitzvah of Puruvu. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for joining in the middle of the day. And enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see everybody with Hashem tomorrow. And mazel tov on your simchas. And have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.